This is The Producers with Ryan Dream. A podcast designed for radio imaging, commercial production, all things audio. Feedback is encouraged at ryanontheradio.com.
All right, we do it again. I'm Ryan. This is The Producers Podcast, where we focus on voiceover artists and the biggest of big producers around the world. We travel across oceans from where I am to go to Australia today. David Konski will be coming up here in moments, the image producer of Today FM in Sydney, amongst other tasks that he has. We'll get into all that with him in just a bit. I have a lot of different things to discuss, but I'm going to save all that till the end of part two when I wrap up the episode. But there are a lot of bonus stuff that I'm going to tell you about in a second related to this episode, and then some other things that are just bonus that you can go get. For instance, something really new and cool from Ben Needle at Noise Fusion. He hooked it up for me to give to you, and that's something you're going to want to stay around and hear about, or go to the podcast show notes on the website, ryanontheradio.com. Another thing to point out here as we get into this interview, it's two parts, as usual. Well, usually there's two parts, but I really did my best to divide it up this time. The first part is going to be more general radio stuff. We're not going to get all techie nerdy until part two. So if you're interested more in radio in Australia and Sydney and more about just kind of Konski's background and generally what he does, then you're going to want to hear part one. If you want to dive right into the real tech speak, you know, what's in his studio, the plugs he uses, his DAW, all sorts of things, plugs, mics, like I said, everything like that, that's mainly what part two is. So I did that by design to divide this up so you can listen to what you want to hear when you want to hear it. But a thing to note is part two, we discuss his template and a lot of the plugs that he uses, and he's given me screenshots of just about everything. So you can, and I kind of reference that, so you can go pull up the screenshot online and you can see what we're talking about and actually see the way he's set up his flange plug and delay and his C4 for the master and his L1 and all that stuff. Okay, there you go. That should start us off with the intro. And oh, another thing I forgot to mention, big contest just concluded, but I'll tell you more about what I'm planning with that coming up at the end of part two as well. So here's some audio from Konski, Mr. David Konski, Today FM Sydney.
DJ!
Let's start it like this.
Sydney's biggest hits.
Hey, what's up? This is Katy Perry.
Hey, I'm Chad from Nickelback.
This is Jordan Sparks.
We're a band called the All American Reject.
What's up? This is Beyonce.
No ads.
Another ad free 50 on Today FM.
Would you like to hear a sample?
Stairs.
No. Today FM.
One station, all the hits.
Oh, I love it.
Make some noise!
All right, and there you just heard a nice smattering, some great samples from Mr. David Konski. And hey, am I calling you Dave or am I calling you David?
Actually, people find it easier just to call me Konski, but Dave's probably easier okay. For you.
No, I'll call you Konski then. So, hey, you know what? Thanks for joining me for a little interview here. I know people are going to really appreciate hearing some more outside the U.S. / just top CHR producer types like you on here. So I appreciate that.
No, thank you. I must say the service is great. I did a Google search probably a good 6 months ago on just some producer interviews and stumbled across your site, and it man, it has the best of the best on there. So it's a pleasure and honor to be chatting with you.
Yeah, well, it's definitely an honor to have you. I heard your stuff when I didn't even know it was you. Because Today FM, I think, is one of those stations that people, you know, you want to kind of go out and nowadays you can listen, even if you're not streaming the station, you can hear Today FM audio all over the place and you want to kind of hear what the best of the world are doing. You know, you want to kind of get out of your comfort zone. Well, you know, I'm in Dallas, Texas, USA, and I like to listen to stations not in Dallas. So, anyway, I knew of your stuff before I knew of you. So it's pretty exciting. I know I am getting into a question here. I'll try and not, kiss your ass too much here, but, talk about your background to start. Now you're at Today FM, but where did things start off for you in radio?
Back in Australia, probably about 2000, we had these things called temporary community radio licenses where, Commercial Radio Australia just gave, aspirant broadcasters the chance to do like 4 to 6 week slots. On air and have free reign on whatever kind of format they wanted to do. And a couple of mates wanted to do a show on the community station. And back then I just had a little four-track recorder and had Logic Audio back then, and they thought, cool, we'll utilize his services to record our demo. And I just got into doing some production for that station, actually on a volunteer basis. And it all just, you know, the love for the game just fell in from there. And I was one persistent little person to get into commercial radio, actually. And I started off down here. I was a late bloomer because, surprisingly, I actually did a Bachelor of Business back here in Australia, because I couldn't afford to do a audio engineering course. It was down here per year. It's 10 grand per year, and it's a three-year course. Oh. So you can imagine at 18 to fork that kind of money out was unheard of. So yeah. I just, I sat at home, and the way that I got into it, I kind of mimicked what the producers on a couple of the big stations here were doing, and tried to do it just as good as they were doing, and kept calling them and kept emailing them and said, hey, listen, I want to come in and watch, and, you know, I'll make you coffees, I'll kiss your butt, just give me the chance to watch how it's all done. So that went on for a good 12 months. And finally, the opportunity actually came up with Triple M down here in Australia. I started doing some casual work for them, putting together. Down here, we've got a thing called Australian Football Rules, AFL.
Sure, sure.
So my role with them was putting together their promos for all their big games and doing all the highlights. And that's essentially where my foray into the commercial land started.
And let me just to jump in real quick, because I'm sure nobody's picked up on the fact that you are in Australia and you are Australian. But
G'day,
is this
mate.
Sydney the whole way? Are you in Sydney the whole time here?
Surprisingly, no. I'm based from Melbourne. I'm actually a Melbourne boy through and through.
Okay.
I went from Melbourne to Sydney. I was in Sydney with my wife for 3 years. And the opportunity came up about 18 months ago to move back to Melbourne. So I actually do Today FM's imaging from my home, and I do it all remotely.
I'm not familiar enough. Do people from Melbourne hate Sydneyites and vice versa? Is that not true?
There's a big rivalry. You know, it's just like. People love their Yankees, and then they love their Lakers and whatever sport, from baseball to
sure.
Again,
just to stay off the radio topic for a minute, Australian rules football, is that absolutely the biggest sport in Australia?
The biggest thing. It's like your baseball, and which is massive over there in the States.
Sure.
You know, we've got big stadiums. They average probably between 30 to 40,000 per game. When it comes to a grand final, we have it at, not too sure if you've heard of the MCG in Melbourne. It holds up to about, now it can facilitate about 100,000 people. So they pack that out each year. So that's a massive crowd.
Well, back to radio. So, essentially, you told us you're a Melbourne guy, but you went to Sydney. You got hooked up with Today FM, and now you get to do it from your house, which is always a luxury. You know, when producers get to do that, I know quite a few that get to do that. Let me talk about. I'm deciding where I want to start. I wanted to ask you about VO artists for one. I know that you do some voice work, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but. What voices are you using on Today FM, and are there some just monster, you know, Australian guys and gals that are out there?
Big monster VO, which we frequently use, is a guy called Nick McKay. I think he's actually got a US talent management company over there to start doing some trailers. It just, you know, for us with as a CHR station, the big balls VO just cuts through more than anything. We like to frequent with him. In terms of US VO, I've got two which I revolve around quite frequently. One is Harry Legg.
I know Harry a little bit. He used to be at KTU in New York City.
He's just so versatile. I can send him a script, do minimal direction on paper, and he just, you know, after the first couple of sessions he did with us, he just nails everything. And in similar vein, we use a guy called Brian Lee.
Sure.
Who's does some voicing, I think, for NBC over there and a lot of movie trailer stuff. So he's, again, quite versatile. We love him. I've used Kelly a few times recently.
I heard her on some of your samples there. Yep.
Yeah. She's got that hot, sexy cut through for us for a CHR station. And, man, it just sounds, you know, you listen to Kiss and she's the sound of Kiss. It's just, it's so sweet.
Would you say that you use more American voices than Australian voices?
I'd give it percentage-wise probably 60-40, 60 being Australian and 40 being American. When we want those really big campaigns where it's an international artist or sending people overseas, I'll go straight for the American thing.
This is something I was going to ask you in a little bit, but why don't we kind of just jump right into more Today FM stuff here. You know, in listening to a few of those music promos you put together, it seems like American artists, or even just worldwide artists, but it seems like a lot of American artists are dominating CHR there like they do here. Is that weird? You know, when you're in Australia and you rarely hear an Australian artist. Is that good, bad? Do people care?
People do care. I mean, part of the broadcasting rules, we've got a minimum of 25% Australian music that we have to adhere to.
It's like Canada then.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of the stations leave it to late nights to run the Australian content and to weekends. We do have a couple of massive Aussie artists, which are still yet to make it on the international scene, but, you know, we still run them hard across the day if the song's destined to be a hit here, which is unfortunate for them. You know, we've got the Australian Idol thing happening here, and we produce some great artists, but I just think, you know, for them to conquer internationally, it takes a lot. So, you know, you're always bound to have a hit internationally from the States, especially.
In your opinion, why do you think Australian artists either can't or aren't dominating, or not dominating, but being very successful in the CHR world worldwide?
I think it comes down to the access to the right producers. You know, you've got your Timberlands overseas that are belting out massive worldwide hits for rock artists, for pop artists. Whereas here, we've probably got one or two that can put together some absolutely amazing songs, but they just don't convert overseas. The market over there is so competitive. Whereas here, you know, we get everything exactly the same time that's released in the States. So for them to try it over in the States, they'd have to go, you need the support of a major label to start off with. And then, you know, they've got the massive work ahead of doing gigs to try and build up a fan base overseas. I think that's what it's all about.
After months of speculation, Today FM can finally confirm the performer who commands attention like no other in history, the undisputed biggest star on the planet. The circus is coming to Sydney. Let's go. Today FM presents Britney Spears, November 19 and 20, Acer Arena. Tickets on sale July 3 from Ticketek. Or keep listening for exclusive tickets to Britney Spears. Presented live in Sydney by Dainty Consolidated Entertainment and Today FM.
We'll talk more about the Today FM before we get more into the detailed production work and the fancy stuff you're doing. Just the station there. It's a monster station. Now, you, like, I guess I just learned, I didn't know this, but you're not actually working in the building there, but Can you tell me a bit about the climate at Today FM? You know, is it just monster celebrities walking around, and how is it over there?
Yeah, well, we've got the biggest breakfast radio show in the country. It's the team's called Kyle and Jackie O, and
I was going to bring them up here in a minute, but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the show is branded, Breakfast with the Stars. So every morning you're guaranteed at least, either the biggest Aussie celeb, one of the biggest American celebs, from actors to singers to film directors. Just their reputation supersedes them now, that it's kind of like it's the Seacrest of Australian radio that we've got down here. So it's got a great relationship with the Stars, and that's the bonus for them. So yeah, we, in comparison, we're kind of the Kiss and the Z of Australia.
I'll go to the morning show now then. They've been in some hot water recently, and first of all, I'm just curious, Kyle and Jackie O, I know they're big, but are they considered pretty edgy, or are they just a big morning show, but are they, are they supposed to be sort of edgy?
No, extremely edgy. Kyle, he's the kind of person that you love to hate him, but you hate to love him. He's just, he says it as it is, says it as people are thinking, and, the media here, just like anywhere in the world, in my opinion, are out to eat everyone alive, essentially. You look at the same comparison to Britney, they'll pick up on any small thing that she does, and again with him. And essentially, he'll ask the questions that people want to ask. And unfortunately, fortunate for him, he's got the gift of the gab, but at the same time, it bites him in the bum when, he says something, and, we all say some things we don't think about what we're going to say beforehand, and unfortunately, it's bitten them in the bum. But they've rebounded. The last survey result actually just came out last week, and they boosted up again in the ratings after coming back on air. So it's just, what can you say? You can't beat what the listeners want and what the ratings are telling people.
Right. Were they off the air for quite a while, or was it just a couple of weeks, or how was that?
Jackie stayed on air. They had some co-hosts jumping on with Jackie to fill the void. The Australian Idol host here, Andrew G, filled in along with Danny Minogue, Kylie's sister.
Yeah, sure.
So that was there for a couple of weeks, and actually the both of them, both Jackie and Kyle, were off air, I think, for about 2.5 weeks after their first scandal, which I'm sure everybody heard about around the world.
He did. Was that one the religious-based one? Didn't he make, didn't he make a Nazi joke or something?
Yeah, the first one was a lie detector where I...
Oh, that was the first one with the girl who ended up telling how she... her mom knew she had been raped when she was 14 or something.
Yeah, that was the first one. And for those that don't know the full details, Kyle was actually overseas, so he panels the show himself. But at the time he was overseas, so someone else was filling in the paneling. So he was on Skype with Jackie and trying to signal to finish the interview. But at the time we weren't in delay or didn't have a dump feature. So little too, a bit too late to be sorry.
Well, we actually don't need to talk about that too much. It's on YouTube. People can just go search for Kyle and Jackie O, and you can hear all the audio there. And I'm not interested in talking to you about a morning show. The only thing I was going to connect this to was sort of I hate the phrase economic climate, but I don't know how bad or good the economy is in Australia compared to the United States, but radio in general has been degraded for a few years now. How are things there in that regard? Do you have a pretty good sense of job stability? Does Today FM seem to be going just really strong?
Yeah, fortunately, Today FM's the market leader in Sydney. We've been number one for a good couple of years now, which is great. Sure. For them. In terms of the economy and the company as a whole, they made the group decision to freeze salaries for 12 months. So overall, as a group, no one's eligible to have their salaries reviewed which is a good decision and a bad decision for some. Which I understand in terms of job stability. People are where they're at in this organization for a reason, so they should feel safe knowing we're number one as a station because we've got the best people. So I don't think people will be going anywhere anywhere soon.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. I mean, anybody who really knows anything about radio knows Today FM is a monster in there. It's just good to hear, though, that you feel pretty good about yourself because, you know, you don't like that. You don't like to hear people feeling, scared or whatever.
Yeah, personally, I don't. A few people have asked me, do I ever want to move into to programming to become a PD? And, I'm not a big fan of it, actually, because it's such a topsy-turvy position. You need to work your way up the ranks and you need to travel to, you start off in one city, you go to another and another and another, and it's hard to stay in your own capital city.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about CHR radio a little more in general now. I'm sure you listen to you've already brought up Kiss FM in LA and Z100 in New York, and I'm sure you've got, what do you throw on Radio 1 in the UK and a few others? You get your ears on a lot of CHR radio?
Yeah, I try and set myself out a monitor day at least once a month just to tune into a couple of stations. The time difference is quite hard, just let my I'll let the Mac record overnight and I'll just siphon through, just flick through all the songs until I hear the production bits and see what's happening there. In terms of CHR Monsters, you've got some good standards out there. You mentioned Radio 1. Another big station over there in London is Capital Radio, which is, again, a big monster star-based station.
Talk about CHR in general, though, based on what you've heard and what you're doing, because you're obviously creating the sound and the brand of one of these big boys, one of these CHRs that other people are listening to. CHR, or top 40 radio, hit radio, however you want to call it, it changes, it evolves, definitely, but then it kind of gets stuck for a while and it sounds one way for a while and then inevitably it'll change again. Do you have any predictions on where the sound is going to go?
It's a good question. It's just, again, it's all about reinventing yourself. I think the way that it has to go is we're in a cycle at the moment where we're trying to utilize the listeners as much as possible in a lot of packaging, because at the end of the day, it falls back on them. They're the one that are supporting the station. So it'll always go back and forth in terms of sound. One minute it's rocky, one minute it's poppy, one minute it's dancey, and more VO. Heavy. I just think the way that it's evolving at the moment, we're trying to utilize artists more to promote the station.
Sure.
Which I think is crucially important. I think it's whenever you get a star in the station, utilize them as much as possible, get as many work parts because, you'll end up using them a couple of years down the track to reinvent the sound.
104.1. Today FM.
Turn it up loud.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Hit music, I love it.
Turn it up.
I love Today FM.
104.1.
When you get your artist audio, can you tell me about how your sessions go? I mean, do you find that, especially being where you are, is it difficult? I mean, the fact that you're not actually in the building when they're there, do you get in on the sessions when they record liners and whatnot for you? And how much do you try and get out of an artist when they come in?
I've got a template that I've made up for artists. Generally, that'll include them doing a shout out to The Breakfast Show. They're mentioning we try and get as much network stuff as possible because there's 7 stations that we cater for. They generally just go to one or two of the markets, so it's our responsibility essentially to get as many parts for them. So as long as they're saying stuff like hit music station, whenever I come to Australia, I listen to yada yada, see me live. I think it's crucial for anyone to get the essentials, because one day or not, you're going to be presenting that artist and you're going to be going, man, I wish I got them to say, you know, see me live and call now and win the tickets. So it's just as important for us as it is for them. Being remote, I don't get the opportunity to talk to these guys. Generally, they do it straight after their interview in the breakfast show. But again, it's just about having a relationship with your other producers at the station, that they know exactly what you're after. So you nail it every time. And these guys have done, you know, so many IDs that, you know, they know what they're doing for a big CHR station.
Yeah. Before we get it, I want to basically we're gonna end part one pretty quick, but part two is gonna be way more about the tech work and more about you. But you have a pretty good staff with you. I don't know if you're actually managing the other staff or not, but you've got a couple other producers you work with. Can you talk about the dynamic there and who does what and how you guys work together?
Yeah, we've got two other shows that are based from Sydney. So we got an audio producer dedicated to the breakfast show. And then we've also got the national night show, the Hot 30 Countdown, which is based out of Sydney and goes to several markets. And we've got an audio producer dedicated to that. So in total, there's three producers that work there. We've got a separate person that actually is owned essentially by sales that carts all the commercials. We're responsible. I'm responsible for myself to load any new songs in. So unfortunately, the days of using the carting guy to load stuff up is long gone, which is unfortunate. But that's part of actually, you know, you speak about the economy. That's one part. You know, we budgets are tight, so you know, multitask. Even if it's the most mundane of tasks, you got to do it. So, and those guys, in terms of overseeing them, in terms of quality control, the promos are generally, brekkie promos are sent through to myself to have a listen to each morning. And then the PD will have a listen through. And then given that he's on site, he'll do the last bit of tweaks. I just come from a technical standpoint in terms of what sounds good, what different song hooks to do, where to put stop downs, you know, if there's a bit of vocal treatment. But they're all, you know, they've got their own self-contained teams, so they kind of work autonomously on their own, which is a great thing.
Do you guys ever get to collaborate on work? Do you ever sit down and creatively come up with some big ideas and that kind of thing, or is there just simply not enough time and you just got to do your own thing?
Essentially, yeah. You know, scripts will come from time to time. I'll get a brekkie script come through and, you know, we'll collaborate. You know, I'm on the phone every day to the brekkie audio producer in terms of coming up with different ideas for piecing promos or openers or sketch parts together. So that works well. The night show, again, it I came from the Hot – I was doing the Hot 30 a good 4 years ago. So it's own team essentially. So the great thing about the Hot 30 is you can have your own creativity and just go nuts on that show, which is great.
Cool. In fact, before I end the part one part here, I had a few questions sent in for you. I sent out an email. I try and do that with every guest, and a few different people sent some stuff in, but I'm actually curious about this too. When you have some, I guess, how much do you work hand in hand with, do you have one single program director of Today FM?
Yeah, one program director, and then there's assistant program director. We actually call them content directors now here in Australia, because it change probably came about 12 months ago because all the multimedia facet, so they got to do that. So, yeah, I just report to one boss. And
Who is the content director of Today FM?
His name is Derek Bagwana.
Is he a pretty big-time – I haven't heard of him myself, but is he a pretty well-known big-time – programmer?
Actually, he is relatively new to programming. He was Kyle and Jackie O's executive producer for a number of years, and moved up to be assistant program director of Today FM, and he became a program director out in Perth. And then the gig came up in Sydney, and given his great relationship with Kyle and Jack, and also, you know, knowing what makes a CHR station work with a massive breakfast show, he was a perfect fit for the job.
Somebody was asking, which actually I'm kind of curious about too, because I've run into this problem. whenever you want to pitch something or present, you know, an imaging idea you have to your PD or your content director, do you have any techniques for that? Do you ever run into issues with that where you want to do something and he may say no? And you have, you know, do you have some strategies on how to get the stuff you want on the air?
Definitely. Look, I'd like to say 9 out of 10 times all ideas get across the line. You know, because he didn't come from a jock background, a lot of these PDs, you know, they were jocks that moved up, so they're used to the on-air sound and production sound. So it's good to get stuff across the line. Anything that he's a bit iffy on, you know, you got to explain to them, listen, this won't work because of A, B, and C. It might, you know, things might not work because the work parts aren't there. Things might not work mm-hmm. because the right voice doesn't sit there. They might want to listen to voice something, and you know, you got to say, listen, this cut through won't come through with them, but they're perfect here. So it's just taking baby steps sometimes to get things across the line.
One. Ladies and gentlemen, there is only one.
Today FM. Today FM.
Sydney's hit music station.
Here she is.
Britney Spears. Here we go.
Sydney's hit music station.
104.1 Today FM.
Today FM.
Say sorry in advance, cause this won't always go to plan.
Here to spin the tunes that will blow your mind.
Come on,
DJ, turn it up.